Full Circle Forgiveness by Dena Kilgore. Wow, God sure does know how to get us where it counts. I was recently out on a date with a Christian man, and the conversation came around to forgiveness. There were a lot of things in his life that he was working through, and I gave my 2 cents worth about forgiveness and how we need to forgive others since Christ forgives us. I even wrote a blog about it earlier this year. I get it. Having someone do something to you that appears unforgivable at the time is real. It hurts to the core. But we still have to forgive. Within days, this conversation came full circle for me, as someone in my life did something that I never thought they would do toward me. I'm writing this blog while I'm still in the stages of trying to wrap my head around this, and I'm finding myself working through understanding how this person could have done this. And now I have to forgive them? Ouch. Wasn't I just talking to my date about this very thing? Of course, at the time I was talking to him about it, I had no one in my life that I had potential unforgiveness toward. So although I empathized with him about what he was working through as far as forgiveness, I didn't actively have the feelings in my own heart at the time. Maybe that was a good thing, because if I had, I may not have been so adamant on him working toward the forgiveness he needed to free himself. Now, here I am, less than a week later, and someone in my own life has done something that, if I weren't a Christian, I can see how I would struggle to forgive. And now I have to put my money where my mouth is. Doesn't Jesus forgive me? Yes. Therefore, I have to forgive. Ouch. Do I want to? Not at this moment that I'm writing this blog. But do I have to? That's a clear yes. Jesus said, if I don't forgive others, he won't forgive me. Well, there's that. I want him to still forgive me, right? Because even though I feel like I was deceived, what do I do often to Jesus? I try to deceive him. He still loves me and still treats me like the daughter that I am to him. He knows my tomorrow and next month and next year, and he still loves me. I surely wish I knew what's up ahead with this situation, but I'm not God. If I knew what's up ahead, if I were all-knowing, it would give me better insight right now, but I'm not all-knowing. So I have no idea what God's plan is moving forward, but I know 3 things. 1, even though I was hurt, I still care, because I can't not still care. And Jesus still loves this person as much as he loves me, and Jesus died for them just as he did me. And quite honestly, I do still want this person in my life because I love them. 2, I will forgive because that's what God tells me to do in his word. And I need to do this for myself. Forgiveness is more about me than it is for them. And 3, no one is perfect and we all have our struggles in life. We all have screw-ups every now and then, right? Note to self, me included. Ephesians 4:32 says, instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. The moral of this story? What I was preaching to my date on Saturday like it was a simple thing, I'm now having to live it out a few days later myself, as I find it's not so simple after all. But Jesus tells me to forgive, and I will. Touché, God, touché. Update. Amends were made and forgiveness was easily extended with this situation. God is good.